Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
A child has died after falling from a sixth-floor window in East New York.
Hazeline McFarlane has lived at the Linden Plaza Towers for 20 years, raised her kids here. She was horrified when she heard that a two-year-old fell out a sixth-floor window to his death.
What happened to your window guard?
Many people are asking that, and so are police. Someone in the courtyard saw the boy lying on the concrete close to the building. There are scaffolds around the complex here and also grassy areas. Michael Thomas is a community advocate.
And when I first heard it, I said, well, it's unconscionable that how could a young kid get to the window? What were they doing in the house?
But he says he came to provide support in any way he can to the family, who also have a one-year-old child. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds in East New York.
Well, sources tell 1010 Winds the parents thought the child was playing in his room. They heard screams from outside and then ran into the room and could not find him. The entire incident under investigation. An apparent suicide in the subway leaves a man dead and three people injured, including the man's own child.
The southbound Fortran platform was packed just before 8 in the morning. As the train approached the station, a man holding his 5-year-old daughter by the hand and using the other to talk on the phone ended his conversation and then ended his own life as he jumped onto the tracks. Marino Castillo says it was horrific and that his son overheard the man's last words. As the train was coming, he said, God bless you, then jumped, taking his 5-year-old daughter with him. But she avoided being hit by the train and was not seriously hurt. Some of the witnesses went down and picked her up from the tracks after the train stopped. She was quickly taken to a hospital. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds at the Kingsbridge Road Station in the Kingsbridge Heights section of the Bronx.
Well, you can see video of the child being rescued at 1010 Winds. Now that he's ended his presidential campaign, Mayor de Blasio is focused on retirement security for all New Yorkers. Today, he joined with city council members, AARP, and labor organizations in advance of the first hearing on the proposed universal retirement savings program.
Giving people retirement security means we actually respect the people who do the work.
Yes.
Imagine that, respecting the people that make everything possible in this city, in this country. But that hasn't been the case for a long, long time.
Legislation would make New York City the first in the nation to set up a program for private sector employees who have no access to a retirement savings program through their employer. It's estimated that about 1.5 million workers in the city would be eligible. Fotis Doulos heads back to court today in Stamford in the case of his missing estranged wife, Jennifer. At issue is whether Doulos, who is free on $1 million bond and is wearing a court-ordered electronic monitoring bracelet, has been complying with the terms of his bail. His defense lawyer says the judge is concerned over probation reports that Doulos has not been properly charging the ankle monitor. Doulos has twice pleaded not guilty to evidence tampering and hindering prosecution in his wife's disappearance. A groundbreaking ceremony today for the new Islanders Arena at Belmont Park. Governor Cuomo was there.
They said to Long Island, you are special, and you have your own team, and that's the name of the Islanders, and God bless other parts where they play, but there's no place like the Islanders playing on Long Island, period.
The $1.3 billion project is expected to take about 2 years to complete. It includes a new 19,000-square-foot arena, as well as shops, restaurants, and a hotel. The fight against it, meantime, continues with the Belmont Park Community Coalition filing a lawsuit over the weekend. They are calling for further environmental impact studies, saying the developers have misappropriated Belmont Park for their private use. Good news for thousands of Newark residents who have been forced to use bottled water. Governor Murphy today joined Newark officials and announced the latest test results on lead in the city's water supply.
The preliminary overall results
show that approximately 97% of water filters currently in place are effective the moment the tap is opened. And that number improves to approximately 99% when water flushes the service line for at least 5 minutes before use.
Close to 30,000 families have been affected for well over a month. It's UN General Assembly week, and at the United Nations today, teenage activist Greta Thunberg took world leaders to task, demanding they take action on climate change.
You are failing us. But the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you.
Turns out President Trump did attend the Climate Action Summit at the UN today, albeit very briefly. With the lights down and the program underway, the president spent about 15 minutes at the summit, but he did not speak. Mike Bloomberg, the UN Special Climate Envoy, thanked Mr. Trump for stopping by. He added that it might prove useful to him, quote, when you formulate climate policy. To that, the audience laughed. The president today gave a speech on religious freedom, during which he called on all nations to end religious persecution.
To stop the crimes against people of faith, release prisoners of conscience, repeal laws restricting freedom of religion and belief, protect the vulnerable, the defenseless, and the oppressed.
Mr. Trump also has meetings scheduled today with the leaders of Pakistan, Poland, Singapore, Egypt, and South Korea. An anti-Trump march is set for this afternoon in Bryant Park. It's called United in Outrage, the Resistance March. A reminder that with the UN in session today, it's a gridlock alert day, so lock it into 1010 Winds for traffic reports every 10 minutes on the ones. You can also get a list of the street closures at 1010winds.com. Apparently, there's a thief at Trump Tower. Police are investigating after several residents reported $350,000 worth of jewelry being stolen. That includes a $117,000 diamond bracelet from one apartment. The thefts occurred between June 21st and September 9th. The New York Times says the NYPD has yet to identify a suspect and that detectives are looking at everyone with access to the building. The Metropolitan Opera season opens tonight with a new production of Gershwin's Porgy and Bess. Beginning Wednesday, Placido Domingo will star in performances of Verdi's Macbeth. That comes with controversy as he is the focus of sexual misconduct complaints by 20 women. Former major leaguer Lenny Dykstra has called off his boxing match with so-called bagel boss guy Chris Morgan. It was scheduled for Saturday in Atlantic City. His attorney says Dykstra wants to focus his full attention on a malpractice lawsuit that he filed against a Los Angeles law firm. That trial is scheduled to begin October 21st. So far, no comment from Morgan, who gained notoriety in a viral video of a meltdown inside a bagel boss shop on Long Island. There's also been no word from the fight promoters about ticket refunds. Oprah Winfrey goes on CBS This Morning to reveal her new book club selection.
It's called The Water Dancer by Ta-Nehisi Coates. And I know the world has been waiting for this novel, and Ta-Nehisi Coates certainly didn't need me to choose the novel to give it attention, but it is one of the best books I've ever read in my entire life.
The book tells the story of a young man born into bondage on a plantation who is gifted with a mysterious power. It marks the first work of fiction for Coates, a longtime journalist who is also known for penning the comic book series Black Panther and for his memoir Between the World and Me. Tonight, both Oprah and Coates will appear at the Apollo Theater as he begins his national book tour.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.